Church, that brings us to our second objective, our objective for tonight. Love is kind. Love is patient, but love is kind. So the subtitle for tonight's message is Be Kind. Be kind. Turn your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Church, if we will live as Christians ought, we must abound in love. And that means that if we're going to live as Christians ought, we must be kind. If we are going to live as Christians ought, we must be kind. We will not please God with our lives if we are unkind. Now let's define that word kind. In its most simplest form, that word kind means to be inclined to do good to others. Kind means to be inclined to do good to others. Now that's a very basic definition of the word kind. And most of us would probably say very quickly that we believe we are kind. But you know, we have to expand on that definition a little bit. We must understand that kindness has numerous characteristics, and that to be kind, I have to exhibit all of these characteristics. Let me give you the characteristics of being kind or kindness. To be kind is to be considerate. To be kind is to be considerate. It is to be compassionate. It is to be compassionate. To be kind is to be helpful. To be helpful. When we are kind, we are generous. We are generous. And when we are kind, we are gentle. We are gentle. So let's explain each one of those characteristics one by one. See, when we are kind, we are considerate. That is, we are thoughtful of the rights and feelings of others. When we are kind, we are considerate. We are thoughtful of the rights and feelings of others. In other words, we are careful not to inconvenience or hurt others. We are considerate. Careful not to inconvenience or hurt others. So when we are kind, we are considerate. When we are kind, we are compassionate. We are compassionate. That is, we feel sympathy for others when they are in distress. When we are kind, we are compassionate. We feel sympathy or pity for others when they are in distress. We are considerate, we are compassionate, and when we are kind, we are helpful. We are helpful. That is, we are ready to give aid and assistance to others. We are ready to give aid and assistance to others. In other words, we are ready to make ourselves useful in the lives of other people. We are considerate, compassionate, helpful, and when we are kind, we are generous. Generous. That word generous literally means open-handed. When a person is generous, they are ready to give more than what is strictly necessary. You know people who will give and they'll give just what is required. Not a penny more, not an effort more, not a second more. But to be generous is to be ready to give more than is strictly necessary. It is liberal in giving and sharing. To be liberal in giving and sharing. It's, in other words, it's to be unselfish. It is to be unselfish. So when we are kind, we are considerate, we are compassionate, we are helpful, we are generous. And when we are kind, we are gentle. After all of that, we are gentle. That is, we are mild. Even-tempered. Good-natured. Free from harshness. Free from sharpness. We are not nasty. We are not mean. See, all of these qualities together make up kindness. See, all of us think that we're kind. But when you put all of these qualities together, we have to ask ourselves the question, are we as kind as we should be? Because when you put all of this together, it is doing good to others in a way that is considerate, compassionate, helpful, generous, and gentle. That's kindness. So if my actions are void of some of these characteristics, then I'm probably not kind. See, I can help someone, I can give someone aid, but if I do it with a harsh, nasty, or mean temperament, that's not kindness. That's not biblical kindness. I might be very generous towards someone, but if I have to admit that my generosity is not good, in other words, my generosity is actually harming the person, not helping the person, that's not kind. And see, many of us, especially us mamas, we need to learn that about our children. So when we help our children sin, that's not kindness. That's not ordained by God. See, God is trying to correct some of our children for their behavior. And he's trying to correct them and chasten them and chastise them to bring them to repentance, to save their life. And we keep stepping in the way. We keep getting in the way of God's chastisement. That's not kindness. Yeah. See, I might feel sympathy or pity for someone in distress. But if I don't help them when I should and could, my actions or my lack of actions, that's not kindness. Church, you know how we do. I'm praying for your brother. I'm praying for your sister. And it ends right there. But see, 1 John 3:17 says, but whoso hath this world's good and seeth his brother hath need and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? How can you love God and withhold compassion? When you see someone in need, you have what they need and you don't give it to them. See, sympathy alone is not kindness when I can do something about what I see. Sympathy all by itself is not kindness when I can do something about what I see. See, all of these characteristics work together. I might have a very gentle nature, never raise my voice, even tempered and mild. But if I lack compassion, if I'm quick to judge others, quick to condemn others, quick to speak something negative, then just because I speak barely above a whisper doesn't mean I'm kind. I might work hard in the church and be excellent in everything I do, dedicated and committed. But if I never stop to consider the rights and the feelings of others, if I make everyone respond to my convenience because I work hard in the church, then I am missing an opportunity to show kindness. See, church, all of these qualities together make up kindness. It is doing good to others in a way that is considerate, compassionate, helpful, generous, and gentle. When we are kind, we display behavior that shows others that we care about them, that we want to help them. That's what we do when we show kindness. And unfortunately, true kindness is lacking in the body of Christ. The church has become so unkind. In the body of Christ, Christians can be so quick-tempered, so mean, so rude, so nasty, so harsh, so judgmental, and we justify our unkindness by calling it something else. You know how we do. See, we call being nasty and rude telling the truth. I'm just telling people the truth. No, I'm just being nasty and I'm being rude. We call being abusive doing things with excellence. No, I just have to do things a certain way. Things just have to be done a certain way. We just can't half step around here. So I just abuse people. I beat people up. And what are you doing? And why are you doing it this way? And that don't make no sense. And go put that down and leave it alone. And I'll take care of it. And we do all of this stuff and say we are doing stuff excellently, but we're just being unkind. We don't even have the patience with other people to let them learn what we know. We don't have the patience for other people to work their ministry. People come in excited. They're excited. They want to give. Amen. And we just run them away with our unkindness. Amen. See, we blame our lack of consideration for others on our commitment to God. We are so busy loving God that we don't have time to see that somebody else is hurting. Amen. That somebody right in front of us has a need. Church, the body of Christ is lacking in kindness, and we overestimate just how kind we are. But kindness matters because it is through kindness that we show love. We demonstrate the love of God by the kindness that we show. So kindness is essential to the work of restoration. People aren't going to be restored if we are unkind to them. It's not going to happen. See, some of us are saying, I can't get my loved ones to come to church. Are you kind to them?
Amen.
From Sunday to Sunday, how do you treat them? Amen. And so when I call them up and I want them to come to church, but I have been unkind to them, why would they come to church with me? Amen. Why would they want to be beat up by me in church? Am I kind? People need to know that we care about them. They need to experience God's love, not just hear about it. People need to experience the love of God, and that is done through the kindness that we display. Do you know how empty it is to tell someone that God loves them when we have not been kind? That's empty. It's meaningless. A lack of kindness makes our ministry ineffective. Let's look at 1 Corinthians 13. Now, for all of my astute Bible scholars, perhaps you have figured out that the objectives for this series come out of 1 Corinthians 13. And if you didn't know, now you know. 1 Corinthians 13, this is the love chapter. Paul is talking to the church at Corinth. This church had a lot of problems. They loved walking in their spiritual gifts, but they were just so out of order in so many ways. So he addresses them on the issue of love. He says, verse 1, though I speak with the tongues of men and angels and have not charity, that word charity means love, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. I'm a loud noise. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, now that's a bad Christian.